Very nice to be with you in Spain. I'm ready for questions. Over on Channel 12.
Okay, school, go ahead.
What study should the astronaut have? Over.
Hi, Maria. So most of us have some science, technology, math, or engineering backgrounds when we're up here. Doctors, scientists, pilots, we all have that type of background. Over.
How do you feel in the ISS? Over.
Oh, thank you for the question. You know, I'm feeling pretty great because I can fly sort of like a bird, but it's almost like swimming in air. So it's actually a lot of fun, but it takes a little adaptation or getting used to. Over.
How does the ISS move? Does anyone pilot it? Over.
That's a great question. We have thrusters or engines on the back, and we can put in the computer how much we want to fire those thrusters so we can stay in orbit. So we actually just operate it with the computer, not with a hand controller. Over.
What project are you currently working on? Over.
So right now we are packing up the spacecraft to take a lot of science experiments home, including ones with DNA, ones with genes, figuring out DNA and genes in space, also all sorts of biology experiments, all sorts of experiments on new materials. Over.
What physical and psychological characteristics should an ISS crew member have? Over.
Being in good shape and being healthy so your body can adapt to being in space and adapt to coming home is one thing. Psychologically, I think the biggest thing is being all working here at home, and also the biggest characteristic. And I think, just having a sense of curiosity and adventure. Over.
If you had an emergency, what would you do? Over.
Great question. So if we always have our spacecraft and lifeboat docked to the space station in case there's any emergency, we would be able to get into our lifeboat and come home. Over.
Are you looking for the sea? Over.
It's a very good question. No, every single time we see what tasks we have, and they might be different. They might be working on an airlock, like one of my colleagues is doing right now. Another one is loading a spacecraft. I'm talking to you. We might be getting ready for a spacewalk. So every day, all the tasks are different. Over.
How does the Earth and the Moon look like from the ISS? Over.
Great question. It's hard not to look at the Earth all the time because it's right out the window, and we are flying 5 miles a second over the Earth. So we see the Earth curvature. We see all the continents. We see ice in the wintertime. We see different algae blooms in the ocean. The moon is just crystal clear because there's no atmosphere to make it look a little hazy. Over.
Will you be willing to travel to Mars? Over.
Well, I would love to go to Mars, but I actually want to be able to come home. So that is one thing that we are working on, how to get there, how to be able to live there sustainably, and then how to come home. So once we figure that out, then I'd go, for sure. Over.
What did you feel the first time you went into space? Over.
Well, the first time, I couldn't actually believe it was happening until the rocket lit and we slipped it off the planet. And then I was just so filled with joy knowing that, wow, after a lot of years of study and work, we're finally going to space. And when I got here, it was just really fun to be able to fly in space. And I think that was the biggest impression I had. And then looking at the planet, then I was like, wow, this is incredible. Over.
How do you cook your food on the ISS? Over.
Well, luckily enough, most of the food is already completed. Some of the food we just put in the oven and heat up. Some of it is dehydrated, so we just have to put some hot water or cold water in, like a coffee or a tea, and then we can drink it or eat it. So it's not that much preparation, but it's more like what things you choose. We have meats, we have veggies, we have side dishes, pasta and rice, so I like to change up what things I eat together. Over.
How do you maintain hygiene? Over.
That's a good question. mentioned, I just got off of the bicycle and I have to go take a quote-unquote shower. I put hot water in a bag and then I put it into a hygiene towel and then I do a towel bath down. I dry up and then I can put my clothes on. Hair is a different story. It takes a little longer. Maybe twice a week I wash my hair. Over.
Do you find the sleeping space comfortable over?
I think the question was about sleeping in space. Is it comfortable? Sort of, but you have to get used to it. But after you get used to it, you don't have any aches and pains by sleeping on your side or your back or something for too long because there's nothing to push you down. So it is very comfortable. Over.
How do you communicate with your families? Over.
Take video calls up here with our families, and so I see them on the weekends, which is nice. Over.
What do you do in your free time to avoid getting bored? Over.
You know, I've never been bored up here. There's always something to do. There's a lot of work to do, which is fun. You know, you can do your work upside down, like even cleaning the space station, which we do on Saturdays. But I also write a journal while I'm up here. Over.
How do you know if you are face up or face down? Over.
Sure, great question. You don't. But the interesting thing is we have the lights of the space station on one plane. And so we use that as the up and then where there's no lights as the down. But it's only really for a reference, to find our spacecraft in case we have an emergency. Over.
Do you get dizzy or sick in space? Over.
We have to adapt, and that's part of it, is just feeling a little bit dizzy. But you can't get away from microgravity while you're up here, so you get used to it, and you adapt to it. So the same will happen when we go home and come back to Earth. Over.
Where does your toilet waste go? Over.
Good one. So the water we recycle, and we turn that back into drinking water, which is great. So that's the P. The number two, we collect it, and then we eventually put it in a spacecraft that will just burn up on its way back into the atmosphere. So that is our trash can. Over.
Is space scary? Over.
You know, space isn't itself scary, but there's some things that we do, like spacewalks are a little bit scary because you're outside in space, and so you have to know that your equipment is going to be good and make sure that it's going to work before you go. Over.
What have you brought to remember your family? Over.
That's a great question. I have pictures of my family to include my dogs who I don't get to talk to on the weekends. Over.
Thanks, Sunita.
Yeah, thank you very much. Over.
Let's give a big applause to Sunita Williams.
Thank you so much. Bueno, txalomero bat guztiei.
Okay. This is Oscar, November 4 in the Sierra. Open clear with Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. Thank you, Sunita, for this nice contact.
Thank you very much. Stefan and John, thank you very much for creating such a brilliant moment for our students. We have a brilliant future ahead of us. This contact was crucial for us. Thank you very much for making it possible. Thank you.